Praise God. I'm excited about this teaching because I believe it's going to heal relationships. I believe if we will embrace the truth of God's word, it will heal marriages. It will heal churches. In fact, if you miss any portion of this teaching, there's two things you can do. You can download The Winning Life and hear it in its entirety. It's in the archives for a period of time. Also, I taught on this at the World Lighthouse Worship Center, and you can contact World Lighthouse Worship Center in Grantsville, Maryland, if you want to get a full teaching on this topic that I did one Sunday morning last month at the Lighthouse. Talking about anger today, and I'm on the subject of perfect love. It takes practice. It's something we actively do. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, we found out that love is not touchy. It's not resentful. It's not fretful. It doesn't fly off the handle. It's not irritable. It's not quick-tempered. There's not these sudden outburst of rage that happens when you are walking in God's love. It's impossible. And Paul said that when he became a man, he put away childish things. And we see that anything that goes against love, such as screaming and yelling and hitting and throwing things, all of those things, those are childish things. And when you mature into a man of God, a woman of God, you're going to put it away because you're going to walk in love. Yesterday, I talked about Ephesians 4:26. It says, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't give place to the devil. I tell you, you open the door, he will come in. You give him an inch, my mama said, he'll take a mile. Anger, I said, is God's ideal. It is a God-given emotion. But we must deal correctly with anger. We must release it in a healthy way, and we must be angry for the right reasons. We must be angry for the right reasons. Our example is Jesus, because we see Jesus angry at times, and we see times where he wasn't angry, and times that we would be angry. We see Jesus angry with the disciples because of their lack of faith, because they would doubt. And he wondered how long he was going to have to keep pumping in the truth and the word of God into them. He would be angry with them because of their faithlessness. Jesus was also angry with the money changers in the temple. We know how he constructed a whip, and he brought that whip into the temple. It was his father's house, and he cleansed the temple. And he said, you have made it a den of thieves. This is a house of prayer. And we see that he used that whip and he turned tables over. That's anger. Now, Jesus never sinned, so that must be the proper reason for anger. But we also see Jesus being betrayed by Judas, and he was not angry at Judas. The soldier came to arrest him, and Peter cut off the servant's ear, and Jesus healed the man right there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was not angry. Peter was, but he wasn't. They took him and they tried him, and he was not angry at Pilate. He was not angry when they spat in his face and they pulled out his beard. He was not angry. Jesus wasn't angry when they put the crown of thorns upon his head, when they took the Roman whip and they put the stripes upon his back for our healing. He was not angry. Not angry. He was not angry when they put the nails in his hand and put the nails in his feet and hung him on a cruel cross. He was not angry. He was not angry when they put the spear in his side. He was not angry when they mocked him as he's hanging and suffocating in his own blood. He was not angry at the man, the thief on the cross that cursed him. He was not angry. Oh, yes, but he was angry over faithlessness. He was angry when the temple was being desecrated. What I see that anger most of the time is self-seeking. The root of all anger is a violation. But is it your rights that provoke you to anger, or when you see something else that provokes you to anger? Some people, it's amazing, they're not angry when they see abortion. They're not angry. They're not angry when they see sin prevail. They are not angry, but they get angry if somebody takes their parking space. Do we have righteous anger or unrighteous anger? Be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't give place to the devil. I'll be back right here for The Winning Life, and we'll continue.